Hello, everyone. Welcome to the June 26th, 2016 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. In this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the celestial agenda for June 26th to July 3rd and beyond? On Monday, June 27th, Mercury changes signs, leaving Taurus and entering Gemini. Mercury is the ruler of Gemini. A planet in its own sign is strong for its significations. So, Mercury will be in good shape for the next couple of weeks while it transits through Gemini. Mercury is the planet of information, ideas, and reasons, and therefore the media and punditry. Gemini is the most dual sign of the zodiac, capable of thinking one thing and saying something else. That's why Gemini is called the diplomat of the zodiac. Gemini intuits the thoughts of others and then adjusts its own expression accordingly. But Gemini's multiple points of view and fast mental footwork are also what arouses the suspicions of others. You want to see Mercury and Gemini in action? Look no further than the chart of Donald Trump. Mercury will be in Gemini until July 10th, when it moves into Cancer. On Thursday, June 30th, Mars ends its 11-weeks-long retrograde period. Since mid-April, the planet of action, aggression, and fast results has been inhibited due to its backwards movement in the zodiac. While changing from retrograde to direct, a planet appears to be stationary. Its stationary condition makes Mars strong, but still not operating in a natural manner. After this week, Mars will slowly return to normal forward motion amongst the stars. Likewise, its significations will return to normal over the next several weeks. Mars is now at the very end of Libra, a sign that it is not totally comfortable in. Also, the borderline between two signs is an area of weakness for any planet, since it is not fully manifesting from either sign. Once Mars moves forward a little bit, it will enter its own sign, Scorpio, on July 12th. After that, the Mars energy for moving projects forward will be more available. But for now, the planet of action is still acting weird and unreliable, so now's not the best time for action, which could have unintended consequences. And another big event, big for astrology anyway, happens this week. Uranus is changing signs. The planet of freedom, rebellion, and sudden unexpected events is leaving sidereal Pisces, where it has been for the last 7 years, and now moves into Aries. The combination of freedom-loving Uranus and Aries, the pioneer sign of the zodiac, is quite dynamic, signaling the potential for some really exciting changes during the next 7 years. But Uranus doesn't even get 1 degree into Aries before it goes retrograde at the end of July, and then soon returns to Pisces in early September. Uranus will therefore be delaying its full debut of a new cycle of Uranian energy until it returns to Aries in April 2017. Thus, like Mars currently, Uranus will be stuck on the cusp of a sign, held back from fully manifesting its energies for the rest of this year. Additionally, in Vedic astrology, the border between a water sign, in this case Pisces, and a fire sign, in this case Aries, has a special name, Gandant. This region is considered to be especially damaging for any planet, and therefore Uranus, the planet of independence, is vulnerable and unstable for the next several months. Also this week, Jupiter and Rahu are in position to send a trine aspect to Pluto. The exact aspect is on Sunday, June 26th. Pluto is a relatively recent addition to the age-old predictive science, and only just regained its status as a bona fide planet for the scientific world. In contemporary astrology, Pluto is considered to have a generational effect, indicating large-scale societal transformations. Pluto achieves this by operating in a Shiva-like manner, destroying what exists so that the new form can be born. Jupiter is the planet of opportunity. Its 120-degree trine aspect bestows great advantage to whatever planet it influences. Rahu, another agent of transformation, is now conjunct with and therefore adding its energy to Jupiter's aspect. Therefore, Jupiter, by its trine aspect, is encouraging the destruction and transformation signified by Pluto. So what are we to make of this combination in the heavens? Some of the results have already manifested. Britain's decision to leave the European Union. That's Rahu, transformation, plus Jupiter, opportunity, influencing Pluto, destruction and rebirth. Thus, the opportunity for transformation through the agency of destruction. Just keep in mind, rebirth does not necessarily mean it'll be an improvement over what was destroyed. Okay, thanks for visiting astrologynewsreport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week as usual on Twitter @AstroNewsReport.